Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm really happy to have you here today because I know this road can feel very discouraging and overwhelming. And I know a lot of people feel like they spin their wheels for such a long time and there's so much overwhelm and pain. And so today I want to give you a strategy that's very easy to implement that can truly make a dramatic change in your relationship, the levels of trust, the levels of connection and closeness and safety and security that you feel. So if you're in the phase where you feel this deprivation of that safety, love, connection, trust, this episode can really, really help turn things around for you if you implement it. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Sam Tielemans. I'm a licensed therapist and I specialize in helping couples and individuals work through the impact that pornography causes in their lives and in their relationships. And so today, I want to share with you this one strategy that I've seen turn couples around time and time again. And this simple strategy is initiating conversations. Specifically, when a husband initiates a conversation with his wife consistently, this is one of those 80-20 rule type of things where 80% of your results come from 20% of your activities. And I think so many well-intentioned couples, and men especially, they want to repair, they want to move forward and leave this problem behind them, but they're doing things that just don't move the needle very much. And then they feel discouraged because all of their efforts don't feel like they matter. Then their wife still feels disconnected despite them trying. I want to see if we can shortcut all of that to help you know exactly what to do and where you can start today, so you can start to change this dynamic in your relationship. So it's initiating conversations. I want to share with you a quick example. I remember working with a couple, and I've worked with hundreds of couples in the same spot, but one in particular, this couple was struggling, and they felt so disconnected from one another, which was really discouraging for them because they loved each other very much, but they couldn't figure out how to find each other when things got difficult. And so when we started the process, I wanted to first understand how do they interact together when things aren't going well, when there's a trigger, when there is a fear, when there's not trust, what types of conversations do they have and how do they go? Because that determines so much about the healing process. So what they shared with me in the very beginning is that they really didn't have those conversations. So right there, I already knew, okay, we've got to start here, because if you guys aren't even talking, and if you're keeping all this to yourself, and every time you do bring it up, it doesn't go well, that dynamic must change if you want to find relief. So we started working through this process and understanding the blocks. And I shared with them this strategy that I'm sharing with you right now about how meaningful it is when a husband initiates a conversation. And I explained to them that when a husband takes the lead, it does so much for his wife because she then gets the message that he's thinking about her. She gets the message that he loves her, that he cares about her, that he's concerned with her and wants her to feel better. He's genuinely checking in on her to see where she is, what type of support she needs, if there's anything that she wants to talk through. Just the gesture of initiating these talks and then sitting down together and doing this, it goes such a long way for people. And so as I was explaining this to them, he said, "That all sounds great. So let's do it." And so they come back next week and I check in, how did it go? And nothing happened. No conversations were initiated. And so I wanted to ask him, so help me understand that. I felt like you had some clarity last week. He's like, "You know what? I know. I really need to do this." And then we had our session, we talked through different things, and then at the end, it's like, okay, I'd love to see how this goes. Because the goal, when I work with people, is not to just share information. There's information everywhere. You can YouTube and read and listen to, like there's tons of info out there. It's the implementation. And so I said, great, I want to check in next week, see how it goes. Another week goes by, no conversations initiated. And I just said, okay, help me understand this. Knowing that he doesn't need new info, he understands the objective. So whenever that happens, whenever there's a breakdown in implementation, my mind always goes to what is the block? Because no amount of me pushing him or his wife pushing him to have these conversations and reminding him and doing all that stuff, none of that really is the problem. If there's a problem in follow-through, it's typically not because they don't understand the task. There's some emotional block there. So that's what I wanted to ask him, is what's getting in the way of this? Because these conversations will legitimately change your marriage. So if you're not having them, I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to guilt trip you. That's not the goal of this. I just want to understand where you feel stuck and then give you some tools and support to resolve that block so that then you can truly have the kind of relationship that you want. The problem is in their cycle, before they reached out and came to me for help, that's what the wife would do. She would remind him, she would push, she would get angry, and it just seemed to strip the screw even more. And she was at her wit's end because in her mind, it was a very easy task. In his mind, there was a block that she didn't know about. And so I don't blame her. I would feel the same way. I would get upset. I would want to push. I would want to remind and do all of that because she's hurting and she needs him. So when he's not showing up in this way, she's all alone. She gets the sense that she doesn't matter because he was avoiding these conversations. So when I asked him, help me understand this, it seems like you're clear about what will help here. And he said, the reason why I hesitate to initiate these conversations is because I'm scared that when I do, it's going to cause a fight. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm not going to be able to respond in a way that will be helpful. She'll have the same questions for me and we'll get stuck in these same loops over and over again. And I just don't know what to do when we get there. So to avoid all of that, I just don't bring it up. And I just try to do other things. And I'm hoping that me doing other things, me doing my own personal work or helping out around more at the house and like all the stuff that he thought of doing, he's like, I just want to do that stuff in hopes that this just gets better. So I can understand the fear, right? If there is a fear that the conversation is going to go south and then you don't know how to recover that conversation, I totally understand the reservations. So that's what I told him. I get it. So once we're clear about what the block is, now we can actually apply the right solution. Because instead of the solution being we need more reminders and we need to push this more, that's not what's going to do it. Instead, it's how do we resolve this fear? So imagine like you see this path in front of you. It's very clear. It's perfectly straight. You can see every step. You get it. But imagine that path being littered with glass that's broken everywhere. So the idea of walking down that doesn't seem very appealing. These are the blocks, right? That's a silly analogy, but the idea is that there are blocks of broken glass on the paths that couples are walking down, whether it's individually or in the relationship. So this being one of those, if all this glass are his fears, the highest leverage activity that you can do is not for him to just grit through it and to hope the conversations go well. And if tension does rise, for him to just hang in there, that's not going to be the winning strategy. Because the goal isn't to just grit your teeth through these talks and check the box. Okay, I checked in with her. We spent 5 minutes and then I got out of there before it went bad. That's not what we're going for. We're truly going for a conversation that heals. And in order to do that, you have to be present and not be scared and anxious and avoiding. And so for him, again, the goal is to clear out this glass, which is work through his fears. This key piece that I want to share with you is what helped him. So how do you clear out fear? Because avoiding conversations is just a symptom. And there's lots of different reasons why somebody will do that. So I want to highlight two of these reasons in today's episode. There are other ones, but of course, again, like sometimes they're very specific to each couple. And that's where I love to get the chance to work with people to customize this information to them. But as best as I can do on the episode, I want to share with you two examples so that then you can get the principles and then ultimately apply them in your own relationships. So the first one is fear. So for him, he said, I'm scared that these conversations are going to go sideways. And I can't, it's so painful to fight. I hate how we feel. I hate the fact that we get even further away from one another. And my biggest fear is that when we fight, it's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and she's not going to want to do this anymore with me. And in this session, she told me that she's done a ton of work on herself because she, number one, doesn't like feeling angry. That's not who she was. She felt like she became a shell of a person because of this problem that they were struggling with, because of the impact of her husband's pornography use. She became a shell of a person. It was so damaging and detrimental to her. So she didn't like the fact that she got angry. And she also said that the reason why she gets angry is because he kept avoiding conversations. The anger came out because they were in the cycle. And so she did a ton of work to try to change that pattern and respond differently because she knew, okay, this doesn't help either of us. And as we spent time talking about this, she recognized that the anger was just her protection. It's fight or flight. And so when we feel abandoned and alone, we go into fight or flight. So she told me she did a lot of work on herself to try to respond differently. Now, this was the key conversation that they had that made all the difference. When she shared with him, so we wanted to facilitate a different conversation in session. So I simply had him share. I said, can you tell her directly that when you guys get stuck and when she sees you going away and avoiding these conversations, really what you're feeling is fear. It's the fear of loss. You don't want to lose her. You don't want to disconnect from her and have things drift further and further apart because you can't bear to ultimately lose a relationship. And those were his words. I just said, can you tell her that? So when he turned to her and said, this is where I go. I get scared. I don't want to mess this up. I'm afraid that I'm going to cause a fight. So I just avoid. And I know this doesn't work, but that's really what's going on for me. I'm scared. When she heard him respond in that way and let her in on the fear instead of just covering it with his protection, which is the flight, he turned to her and said, this is where I go. There was a totally different conversation that took place. So for them, the key thing that helped resolve this fear for him was her reassurance. Once he started to open up in this way, it was a totally different conversation. And previously in their cycle, on the times that he did share his concerns, his fears, and open up and share his feelings, she would often respond with frustration. And she would say, how many times have I told you, you've got to stop doing this, or you've got to start doing this? The last time we had this conversation, you said you were going to do this and you didn't do this. How many times do I have to tell you how much I need this? She responded again out of her protection. So this time, and again, this was her realization she came to. It's like, when I respond in this way, I just see him closing off right when I do. So she wanted to find a different way to come together with him because they didn't want to fight against each other. They wanted to fight against the problem that they were stuck in. It was the issue they wanted to come together around. So she, it dawned on her, oh, when I respond like that, it just doesn't work. So she was looking for new ways to respond. And so this time what she did was simply express understanding and reassurance. He said, I'm really scared to lose you. Her response in this conversation was, I can see that. I can see why you're scared. And I don't want to lose you either. I don't like fighting either. I've been working really, really hard to change these patterns personally. And I want to be given a chance to show this to you because I want to work with you. It means the world to me when you come to me. On the few times that you have, it's really helped me to feel much closer to you. So she then reassured him, I don't want to fight either, and I really want to try to break this pattern with you. Once they had that conversation, that was the process of clearing the glass out of the path. His fear was, it's going to go wrong, we're going to cause a fight, but she had done so much work to try to respond differently, where now she reassured him and said, I'm with you, I don't either. This really, it's so meaningful for me right now when you're telling me this. I just want more of this because of how much it helps. It was such different energy than how many times have I told you, what's wrong, don't you get it, that type of thing. And so for her, when she came to that realization, that was a big moment for both of them because it's neither of their faults, right? When we get into fight or flight, and anybody can relate to this in relationships, we all do it. So it's not one person's fault. But when couples learn how to turn the key at the same time, which looks like this, right? He shares his fear, she can respond and meet him there. And vice versa. She shares her fear, her hurt, her sadness, and he's right there and is present and compassionate. That's when both keys get turned, which changes the relationship moving forward. It's such a dramatic change when couples just learn how to do that. And I realize that as we talk about this, like it's easier said than done, of course, because when we get into it and we feel fear and we get activated and triggered, it's tough. This is why it's just practice. And you can practice. It's, you know, that phrase, practice makes perfect. I've heard the caveat to that, or the new updated version is perfect practice makes practice. So if you know what to do and know what to practice, then it's so much easier to develop the type of muscle memory that will actually work for you. So this is the type of, it's like practicing the right strategy. This is maybe my paraphrase of it. When you practice the right strategy, that's when you develop the skills. So this was one huge thing for them that I wanted to pass along for you, that so often men feel afraid. So if a husband can share his fears and a wife can respond with understanding or reassurance that I don't want to fight either, and this really means a lot for me when you come to me. There's a totally different energy there, which then can clear out the fear because he's getting a new experience. Maybe this is the last thing I'll say on this thread here. It is not an intellectual process. It's not the fact that he heard me say, hey, checking in will go a long way. Why don't you try that this week? That wasn't what he needed. Well, first, understanding the strategy, yes, but to clear out their reservations, it wasn't more info. He didn't need me to remind him. He needed a new experience with her. If his fear is, I'm going to open up and then we're going to just unravel together, he needed to have an experience where he opened up and she responded in this type of a way, where she could meet him there and say, I'm on your team. This means a lot to me. Thank you. I don't want to fight either. I don't want to leave you. I want to move forward with you. I just feel broken down when I get left alone. So thank you for turning to me, because this is what I want. I want to come together with you. So when she could reassure him that she was on the same page, on the same team, that's how they were able to break through this. And again, I know there's lots of variations of that. And you might be thinking to yourselves, well, my situation's a little bit differently, or why should I have to be the one to reassure him? I totally understand all of that, and she felt that very same thing too. When I say reassurance in this way, it's not like, okay, you have to feel bad for him and like tiptoe around him and take care of his, you're the one who's hurt, but you have to take care of his feelings. That's not what we're saying, and none of that is true. That's not how we want things to be. We want you to feel comfortable and confident expressing yourself. And when I talk about reassurance here, it's related to you two, the reassurance that you want to come together with him in a way that will be beneficial for both of you. You're on the same team, right? That's the type of reassurance that we want to offer. And maybe you've done that, and maybe you're still getting stuck. That just means there's more blocks. So the key is to figure out what those are so you can then have conversations to resolve those. I wanted to at least share this one, and then one more briefly here, to get your mind kind of going in the direction of considering, okay, what's getting in the way of these conversations for us? And how can we take this information? How can we take these principles and apply them? And again, I know there's lots of reservations that people will have while they're listening to this about, well, you know, that doesn't seem right, or doesn't seem fair. I wish I could speak to every single one of them. So yeah, this is what's tough. I'm staring at my microphone, and I know that there's so many questions that people have. So if that's you, and you need some help, shoot me an email. You can say, how do I apply this? Or we need help applying this. Or here's my question. What if that doesn't work? And this is what happens instead. I'd love to support you guys. This is like, it's truly my goal. This, I just wanted to share this case example with you for this particular couple. This is what really helped them. So it's worth testing to seeing if it helps you. The second one that I want to touch on briefly is so many men just don't know what to say. That's their big concern. So if they consider, okay, I know I need to have a conversation with her, but I have no idea what to say when she starts to express to me how she feels, when she talks about her pain, when she brings up events from the past that I thought we were already beyond, but it looks like we're not. And we're going over the same details, and she's asking me the same questions that I've already answered, and I don't know how to give her new information. Right? It's like, I just don't know what to say. I'll hear lots of men tell me all of those things that I just shared. So the key one key element, well, two. There's more than there's. I know there's a lot of layers to this, but two that I will highlight right now is number one, it's so helpful. If you guys find yourselves repeating the same conversations, it means something's unresolved. It means there's still information that's not being understood. It means there's still questions that don't make sense. And unless you can reconcile them, if a wife doesn't understand why he did what he did, if she doesn't understand what led to this, she's not going to feel safe. So she's going to have those questions of why and how could you have done this? If you loved me, how could this have happened? It just doesn't reconcile in her mind. So those conversations are critical to have in order to have a common understanding, to be on the same platform, same foundation, so that then you can start the healing process. So that's one avenue. Another avenue to consider is husbands will see their wives' pain and just not know what to say. So they tried to tell them, hey, listen, I'm not that guy anymore. I don't do that. It's been X amount of weeks or months. I haven't done that in a long time. I'm not doing it anymore. They'll try to explain away her pain. And then they realize that just doesn't work. And she gets more upset or feels even more alone. And then he gets confused thinking like, I'm trying my best. This is impossible. You're not cooperating. And they maybe sometimes flip into defensiveness. And I'm trying, but you're not. And it just devolves from there. So they just don't know what to say. So if I were to give you something that works 9 times out of 10, again, it just depends on where you are and what issues you're struggling with. But the thing that moves the needle the most is if a husband can respond with compassion. It's as simple as like we talked about earlier, this idea of reassurance. This goes both ways. And it's so critical for a husband to reassure his wife about how much he does care. The fact that he understands her pain and that it's valid. And that he cares about that. He's moved by that. So many women just want to know that they matter to their spouse. And him expressing his compassion and empathy and love for her in those moments that she's hurting is one of the best ways that a husband can share with her and to help her feel of his love. Because usually in these dynamics, a topic is brought up, the conversation goes south, a wife feels totally alone, and the husband's over here, doesn't know what to do, so he goes away, and now it's like total disconnect. When really the antidote to so much of that is comfort. It's compassion and reassurance, so that when a husband can meet her there, when she's sharing her pain and saying how hurt she is, if he responds with love and care and reassuring her of his love and validating her pain, you can never go wrong with that. And so that would be my encouragement for you if that's where you are, is like, if a husband thinks, I don't know what to say, always start there. And then if there are other questions or concerns that need to be talked through, you can do that infinitely better if you're on the foundation of comfort and compassion and validation. Because that way a wife will know that her pain matters to her husband and she's not alone in it anymore. That is the heart of the work, is getting to that spot. There are tons of blocks and, you know, barriers and problems that get in the way of that, but that's the goal, is to identify what those are, clear them out, so you can have conversations consistently where there's comfort, compassion, and reassurance for her pain. So if I were to summarize all of this, this very, very simple strategy of a husband initiating a conversation with his wife will be such a significant part of your healing approach. And the couples who will take me up on this and will truly focus on implementing this, and it's not more push, right? We don't need more push. We need to step back and understand why it's not happening, to then resolve it. And then it flows naturally. When there's no more fears, when there's no more concerns, it changes the whole dynamic. So that's my encouragement this week. I would encourage you guys to have this conversation this week, where you problem solve and think about or talk through what are the barriers for you guys having conversations that are healing for one another. What are the barriers for you talking through the triggers and the hurts and the sadness? Then you can identify those, and then maybe it's one of these two, and then you can start to have those conversations that I shared with you. And maybe it's something else, but it's the same principles of identifying to then resolve, so that then you can have these conversations where there's follow through, because the problems and the barriers are out of the way. I really hope you guys take me up on this. I know this truly, truly helps. And that's my goal, is to make sure you're getting the help that you need. So I'd love to hear how it goes. Shoot me an email. I really appreciate people leaving reviews with their feedback. It goes such a long way. It's very encouraging, and it brings hope to other people because it helps the podcast get out to more people. So thank you guys for listening, for following along, and sharing your feedback. Looking forward to checking with you guys again next week, and we'll go from there.